Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 297. Be prepared for everything. Do anything by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Ben Greenfield Fitness, Nia Shanks, Zen Habits, and more. In fact, I regularly read from today's site, Nerd Fitness. And if you didn't know already, there are 4 other podcasts where we read you blogs. So if you like the premise of this show, definitely check those out too. You can subscribe to them in the same place you're hearing this show by searching for Optimal Living Daily. Now I'm going to admit right off the bat that I am super jealous of Steve. As you're soon going to hear, he's going to talk about just hanging out in Thailand. Who just hangs out in Thailand? Oh my goodness, I am so jealous. That's one of my bucket list places to go. And he talks about it so casually in his post. He's like, yeah, me and a buddy, we're just hanging in Thailand, you know, whatevs. But I promise, once we get past that jealousy, he has some wonderful things to say. And in fact, I have an inspirational quote that I think complements what he's going to say very nicely. So here we go. Quote, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man or woman is not he or she who does not feel afraid, but he or she who conquers that fear. Nelson Mandela. So with that, let's hear today's post as we optimize your life. Be prepared for everything. Do anything. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Hey Steve, we're going, insert awesome activity that Steve has never tried. You in? 99 times out of 100, my answer is a resounding hell yeah. 2 weeks ago, my friend Cash and I were hanging out in Rylai, Thailand. Rylai is a climber's paradise, home to absolutely gorgeous cliffs overlooking the Indian Ocean. Upon arrival, we explored the tiny town, checked out the rock walls, and decided that climbing would be a great way to spend the afternoon. Neither of us had ever been outdoor rock climbing before, and I had only been indoor rock climbing probably a handful of times, 5 or less. However, I've been consistently exercising over the past 3 months despite a hectic travel schedule. I've done pull-ups on tree branches, bus stop overhangs, kids' swing sets, as kids are sitting on them, and even part of the roof of a building at the Auckland airport, so I knew that I would at least be not awful at it. Although I had never done this particular activity before, because I had spent the past few years building a solid base level of fitness, I knew I'd be able to hold my own. For the next 3 hours, Cash and I took turns making our way up various rock faces, overlooking a beautiful beach as the sun set gloriously over the ocean behind us. There were no purple and green handholds to guide us up the wall or a numbered system to figure out the correct path to take, just a natural rock wall, our brains, and a rope to keep us safe. By the end of the day, our hands were raw from climbing, but we had both reached the top of 4 increasingly difficult routes. Unlike the sunset, the smiles on our faces just wouldn't fade. Climbing in Thailand was an experience I'll never forget. In fact, it was so epic that although it wasn't on the list previously, I've added it to my epic quest of awesome because it was that great. Prepare for everything, do anything. About a year ago, I was on the phone with my buddy Baker over at Man vs. Debt, who told me something that I'll never forget. Quote, Steve, I talk about personal finance and you talk about fitness, but we're really in the same industry. We help people remove barriers from their lives that prevent them from doing what they really want. End quote. Boom. Reason number 3,423 why Baker is the man. He gets it. Although I write about things like push-ups, pull-ups, eating right, building confidence, The Shawshank Redemption, and great 80s movies, my real goal with Nerd Fitness is to help you literally level up your life. I can name probably a dozen things that I've done in the past 4 months on my trip that I probably couldn't have done successfully without being in good or in great shape. I want to always be able to say yes to some exciting adventure without having to worry if my body is up for it. I run my site because I want to make sure that you can say yes to anything and everything that comes your way too. Life is filled with once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and it's the stories from these experiences that you'll be telling your grandkids about someday. I want to help you live a life full of as many amazing adventures as possible and to do what you need to do to be physically prepared for anything that might come your way. Now, want to know the best possible way to ensure you always get to say yes to these adventures? Strength training, sucka. Do you strength train? If you don't, I strongly encourage you to start yesterday. But because time travel isn't feasible yet, today will have to do. Although you can't really prepare for every activity in existence, it's completely possible and plausible for you to get yourself into great shape so that adapting to a new activity is a quick, enjoyable, and awesome experience. Think of it like skipping the newbie zones in every new video game you play. Instead of starting at level 1 with no weapon, you get to start at level 10 with some decent equipment. Yeah, it's not level 50 yet, but you're already ahead of every other newbie simply because you're more prepared than they are. In this nerd's humble opinion, the absolute best way to prepare for anything and everything is to strength train. Strength training protects you against injury by putting your body through functional, real-world movements. Strength training allows you to lose the right kind of weight, keeping your hard-earned muscle and only getting rid of the fat. Strength training will make any other activity you do easier and more efficient. If you're getting older, want to know the best way to stay sharp, active, and young? Strength training. And you certainly don't need to join a gym either. There are many beginner and advanced bodyweight routines that you can do in your basement or your hotel room or even in your office. Anywhere, everywhere, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Nike was onto something with that slogan. Try it. You might like it. You just listened to the post titled, Be Prepared for Everything, Do Anything, by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, I feel like I'm in decent shape, but in a couple of weeks, I'm actually trying something new myself. It's not as cool and extreme as rock climbing. I'm going to go out into the bay and paddleboard. Shocking, I've never done that before, right? I've kayaked, I've surfed, I've skied, snowboarded, so many other things. Never tried stand-up paddleboarding before. And to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous. We're going to be paddleboarding for like an hour and a half. What if I poop out? What if I can't take it? What if I make a fool of myself? Those are all the thoughts that I've had. But underlying all those thoughts is, you know, I'll probably be fine. My reassurance is, as Steve said, is that I do strength training. So will I even be able to stand up on that paddleboard and keep my balance? Probably, because I strength train with my legs a lot. I do yoga. I do balance exercises. My core should be nice and strong. Will my shoulders be able to push and pull that oar so that I can actually go through the water? Hopefully, because again, I use my shoulders a lot with a lot of my training. So I completely agree with Steve in that strength training is a nice foundation, but it doesn't have to be the only thing. Definitely incorporate some stretching and some cardio as well, and that'll probably help you get rid of a little bit more of that fat too. Now, really quickly, don't forget that we have 4 other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you. So check them out and subscribe to get a lot more content for free. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for listening to the end and for being a subscriber. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from JC Dean on meal plans. So hopefully I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.